the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama. So, why us?
DM Deep Dive time, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see what people are saying.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, AJ is asking, I was listening to the docuseries and I found it quite awesome hearing about Mocha growing up, especially his school days. Wondering if he still enjoys school and learning today. I'm just asking since Shem schooled him in bowling the other night.
Oh.
Shem wins! Shem wins!
Okay. Gang, like,
yeah,
come on.
Mocha guttered.
Okay. I was there, okay? Shep, put the trophy down.
No, come on, man.
Bro.
Mocha gutters again.
Where's yours?
I get it.
Where's yours?
My trophy?
Yeah.
Guys.
In your pocket?
Amazing! I knew Shem would win!
Yeah. Oh, my God. So
I have
good.
It. I have it here. It's right here.
Cute, that little thing. Anyway,
whoa.
That's not. Anyway, next DM, can we just move on? Because, like, yes. That was just a huge troll job.
Yes. Shem wins!
Okay, right. I get it. I was there.
Okay.
Next question, please,
Maria.
Vassy says, how was Shem's week and weekend after the win?
Great question.
Does he wake up feeling like a champion?
You know, I have.
Shem wins!
I really woke up feeling so good about myself. I went home and I showed my parents my mom the trophy.
Yeah.
She was so proud of me. It was great.
Yeah,
I feel great.
Who was the first? Did you call anyone after the win?
You know, I really didn't need to because it was everywhere. You know, the wind was just everywhere.
How crazy? Just answering calls.
Yeah.
How crazy were your DMs after?
It was like my birthday.
Wow.
All over again. You know, on your birthday, when you get a whole bunch more messages and stuff like that, it was just like that. It was just nonstop. People asking to take pictures with me with it, asking if I could bring it to different occasions and like family events. And I said, yeah, I'll totally do that.
So are you doing a tour now with the trophy?
Yeah. I'm actually leaving the show early just for that same exact reason.
Yeah.
I'm going to Malvern.
I knew Shem would win.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going back to our hometown, Malvern.
No, doing the whole thing.
Yeah, doing the whole thing.
I know. And I was wearing the Malvern hat and everything. I embarrassed the city I grew up in. It's okay.
Well, you'll have an opportunity, Mocha.
Mocha guttered.
Okay.
Damn.
It stings, God, guys. It stings. I don't take these losses.
I know you don't.
Very lightly. So I'm seething right now,
dude. When you dropped to your knees, I was like,
buddy.
Is that the first time or the second time? You mean?
That's right, because you did drop to your knees twice on that night.
Okay. Yep.
Bruh.
Actually, three times. Actually.
Okay, pause, guys. Pause.
Mocha gutters again.
Providing the next DM, Maria, isn't about bowling,
yes.
Can we move on, please?
Yes, it's actually not about bowling.
Okay.
Thank God.
Yes. Abina says, I'm curious to know what degree everyone has. What's everyone's education?
I took the radio broadcasting course at Seneca. So I graduated. I don't know if you get a degree for that. I mean, I graduated from.
You got a diploma.
For the course. Yeah.
Right.
Diploma. That's it. Damn it, Maury.
The radio program at Humber.
Okay. So you got diploma, Maria?
And a trophy for I'm in their Hall of Fame.
Okay. Maria?
I went to TMU for sport media.
Okay.
And so I got a full degree.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Full degree.
Yes.
Shem?
Yeah. I have a full bachelor's degree and I also have a post-secondary degree in radio broadcasting.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roz?
High school diploma.
There we go.
And I did one year at college. Did DNF, as they say, did not finish.
Mm-hmm. Remind us again, is it in episode one of the podcast of the history of Roz and Mocha? Did you mention, I can't remember, did you mention how long you were actually at the school for?
Yeah,
it was one year.
Yeah. And then the only diploma that I have is a high school diploma.
Okay. Do you know where it is? Does your mom still have it?
My high school diploma?
Uh-huh.
I have no idea where that is.
I know for a fact my mom still has.
Really? Huh? Oh, no.
And my sisters. Like all of our diplomas from like well, I guess high school and from college.
Yeah.
My dad gave me mine back with a box of my stuff.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah.
What stuff was in there?
Like my swimming badges.
From when you were a baby?
He said, yeah, I didn't know if you'd want this stuff.
Yeah, he doesn't want your parents. He doesn't want that stuff.
And where does all that stuff live?
Down in the cage.
Yeah.
My parents have all of our degrees like hung up on the walls in our house.
Do they?
Yeah, in my dad's office, actually. So like my dad has like his degrees.
Yeah.
And then has all of our degrees are around it.
That's a proud dad right there. Yeah. I love it. That's a proud dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shem?
Oh, yeah, we've got it everywhere. Everywhere. Yeah.
Your parents, like my parents, Guyanese parents, like they just keep everything.
Yeah, we also added this, just so you know. this bowling trophy. We also added that to the just in case you wanted to know. Went ahead and added that.
Chef wins!
All right, this is a good time to end the DM. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate the DMs that you are sending in. Stop bringing up old stuff, right? Like, I don't do it. You know what I mean? So stop bringing
what?
Up.
What?
What? Stop bringing up. Old news. All right. Keep the DMs coming in. They go to Maria. Maria brings them to the show. Maria, no more bowling DMs, okay?
That's it. We're done?
Yeah.
That's it. Wow. We're done.
Okay.
Chef wins! Chef wins!
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
DM Deep Dive time, ladies and gentlemen. Love this part of the show.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today? What do people want to know?
All right, Joanna's asking, what is the hardest thing to do while driving? I've seen some people try to shave, brush teeth.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Deodorant.
Yeah. I've seen people do the putting on of the deodorant.
Yeah.
And I've seen dudes try to shave using, like, an electric shaver.
Yeah.
I've seen women do, what do you call it, like their lipstick and mascara?
Yeah.
Right?
At a stoplight where they, yeah.
I've seen that, but that's pretty much it. I haven't seen anything else like...
Brushing teeth, I see.
Extreme.
I've never seen that.
No, you haven't?
No.
Yeah.
Have you done it?
Have I brushed my teeth while driving? No. You know me, I don't do anything while I drive, really, except for driving. I don't even like talking on the phone on speakerphone while I'm driving. I hate it.
Okay.
No, it drives me nuts.
Maria, which of the things... I suspect Maria does, like, literally everything.
I've actually changed my entire outfit while driving. Like, I've even changed my bra while driving.
Oh, yeah. Catherine takes her bra off all the time while driving. Yeah.
I have literally gone from wearing a dress to jeans, a top, shoes, changed shoes, did my make while driving.
While driving. That's so dangerous.
While driving. Wow. Survived.
And do your makeup too?
Yeah, me and my friends actually do this thing sometimes where like the passenger will drive while you do your makeup, then you're fine. Like you
what
just
do you
hold,
mean,
the
like
wheel.
The hold the wheel.
So like yeah, like I'll hold the wheel and then I'll tell my friend when to hit the brakes.
Oh my God.
And while she's doing her lipstick or whatever.
Why wouldn't you just switch? Like why wouldn't you drive and let her sit?
Because
the
that takes more time.
To pull over to,
yeah,
and switch?
Get out of the car, then you gotta switch back, and then you just might as well just drive. Get there sooner.
Wow, that is wild. Damon Mori.
Weirdest thing I've ever done?
Or seen.
Weirdest thing? Oh, I've seen people getting it on.
No, you haven't, you liar.
While driving?
Yeah, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
like,
I'm with Mori.
Yeah. Yeah.
I, like, you know, like someone in
you
the past.
You were with Mori, Shem?
Hey, yo.
Shem, you weren't supposed to talk about that.
Congrats, Shem. Okay. Next DM, please. No need for explanation.
All right.
No, all-inclusive show here.
We got all the answers we needed.
Yeah, everyone's accepted, as you are. Maria, next DM.
Alvin says, what are everyone's favorite burger places?
Oh, burger places?
Harry's Charles Broiled.
Wow, I haven't had that place.
You said that in the wrongest way, like anybody could have said anything.
Never had it.
How did I say it?
Harry's Charles Broiled. Harry's is a good burger. It's a really good burger.
You know what? I don't mind Five Guys. I really like Five Guys.
Yeah.
Do you remember Licks?
I remember Licks. I loved that place.
They sang to you when you ordered your burger.
Too garlicky. They put all sorts of junk in their burgers.
It's called guck. They put guck.
I remember the place. No. I don't remember how the burgers taste.
Oh, so good.
We used to go all the time.
I just like a regular, just skinny little smash burger with cheese. That's really my...
From
anywhere.
Like Maddie's Patties.
No, I'm not even super picky. Like, you know, I don't like, and we've talked about this before, like in the 90s, pub burgers became a big thing, mm-hmm. where the patties were super thick and they put all sorts of garbage on them. Mm. And then you had to stick a stick through the top of it with a stupid pickle on the top of the stick. Mm. And like your burger was 8 inches high. When that trend happened, I stopped eating burgers out.
Really?
Because I hated those burgers.
I don't mind.
And then when you kind of went back to diner style burgers, right? Mm. Like that's what I sort of have always gravitated towards. Like the burgers you used to get years ago at the Skillet at Zeller's, mm-hmm. right? Those were my burgers. And now you get those burgers a lot of places. The skinny little patties, smashed down cheese, terrible little bun, just like, and everything just melts in your mouth like a Krispy Kreme donut. Those are my favorite burgers.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right. Nafisa says, what does everyone do when the music is playing during the show?
Oh, God. What are we not doing?
Wow. Working.
Working. Because
that's
the show is running, you know, across the country and the podcast is very demanding and we only have a certain amount of time in the studio. While doing the live show, but also making sure the network shows are running on time and proper. Like, we're always in here, like, doing stuff, replying to texts or talking to people on the phone or, like, recording commercials or, like, there's always work happening when songs are playing.
I would say that the one thing that we don't do in here is, like, we don't just sit around talking. Like, it's not like we put a song on and then we just, like, catch up about something.
We
Like, it's just, there's no time for that, right?
Yeah. Everyone's working.
Yeah,
everyone's busy.
There's no time. Like, it's pretty, like, it's quiet. Like, in here, when the music is on the radio, even when, like, you know, Climax is in here, like, It's loud in his room, obviously. Like, it's so loud, but there's so much to be done. Like, even just getting through the mix, like everything that Mocha has to do, you know, with just all the answering fans and putting fans on the radio and like all the stuff. Like, there, every inch of this show is work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, cool.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for all the DMs that you are sending in to us. They go to Maria, who brings them to the show. Thank you, Maria.
Yeah. Anytime.
Way to wrap that up, Maria.
Yeah. I thought someone else was going to say something.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Here we go. Time for the DM Deep Dive, ladies and gentlemen.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Steven says, heard Maria say could care less, but it makes no sense. It should be I couldn't care less. Roz, Mocha, what do you think?
Oh, I don't know. God. I could care less.
I always say I could care less.
Yeah.
I couldn't care less?
Meaning, if you couldn't care less, it means that you think the least amount about that thing that you could possibly think.
But if you say, but if I say I could care less,
then you actually could care less about something.
So meaning the thing you care a lot about.
Not
I think
a
both
lot.
Statements are fair and okay to say.
No, but it depends on if what the person is saying is terrible and you really don't care, then it's I couldn't care less.
Yeah,
if you're like, eh, I'm indifferent, then it's I could care less. Like, there's the possibility of more.
No, nobody would ever say to something that you're okay with, I could care less, mm-hmm. as an optimistic statement.
Yeah.
Or as a positive statement.
No, I don't see
they
it.
They both, people use them as the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And,
you know
sure.
what we mean, Steven.
Leave me alone, Steven. I'm going to keep saying I could care less. Thank you so much.
We
next.
Could care less.
Wow.
All right, what else?
Maddie says, do you mind asking Mocha if Child Services has been around since the release of the first episode of the History of Roz Mocha Show?
Oh my gosh. Oh, talking about all the beatings?
Yeah.
Growing up? No, they haven't. I think, isn't there like a certain amount of time that has to go by and like everything's cool?
Yeah,
all
I, think
safe?
I think we've passed the statute of limitations
on
this
no,
one.
No, Child Services has not showed up. They have not called. They have not inquired.
Yes.
I really think that they do not care.
Right. Yes, because Mocha, you talk a lot about getting ass whoopings in episode one. I know Shem sort of grew up in the same kind of household too, right?
Yeah. Although I didn't snitch on my parents like this guy did. I'm crazy enough to do that. Could still get beat.
What else we got today, Maria?
All right, Eva says, does every Greek girl named Maria have the same voice as you? Even Maria Georges from The Bachelor has the same raspy voice as you. And a trainer at my gym named Maria, she's also Greek, has the same voice. It can't be a coincidence. You guys need to have all the Greek Marias call in to see if they sound the same.
Hold on. I have here an example of Maria from Bachelor.
Okay. I'm a Virgo. Do you know what Virgos are like?
No, tell me more.
I'm an FBI agent.
Oh.
like without being an FBI, okay. FBI agent. He goes to New York. I stay at his place and I invite my friends over.
Kind of, right?
Yeah, I guess. I'm a Virgo. Do you know what Virgos are like?
No, tell me more.
I'm an FBI agent.
Oh.
Like without being an FBI, FBI agent. He goes to New York. I stay at his place and I invite my friends over. I had this weird feeling because the last couple nights in LA, he was kind of like quiet.
Yeah,
we kind of do sound the same.
You guys remember last week when we were playing the audio of Maria talking to her sister? Her sister moved back home from Ottawa, right? Her sister's in law school and spending the summer back at home with Maria and her parents.
Yeah.
So the two of them were having a conversation. Maria was like, yo, what's it like being back at home with me? You know, everyone says that I'm clumsy and I'm loud and blah, blah, blah.
Love me.
Right? So everyone was saying after they heard that audio of Maria and her sister, Demetra, saying that it sounds like Maria's basically talking to herself.
Yes.
That she's not the only one in the family with a raspy voice. It's like you guys are twins.
First full week back from Ottawa. Mm-hmm. How has it been living with me?
Well, you and your son are really disruptive. And then you think you're being quiet in the kitchen when you drop measuring cups.
I am quiet.
You drop measuring cups, you slam the coffee thing
you guys
shut.
Yeah.
The measuring cups was one time.
It's either the measuring cups or an ice cube falling on the floor.
Yeah. People were like, yo, really? It sounds like Maria's just having a conversation with herself.
Yes.
At this
See,
point.
I feel like we talk about this all the time because we do get told that we sound somewhat alike.
Uh-huh.
But I think in recent years, she's starting to sound a lot more like me. But we still don't hear it. Like, I don't hear me and her.
I
needed one thing that's quiet.
You know what?
I don't think I would live with you, like, alone.
On our own?
No.
What the hell? Why?
Because you leave things everywhere.
Yeah, you guys sound the same. You really do. It wasn't until people started pointing it out. I was like, you know what? They kind of do sound the same.
Maybe.
Yeah. My brother gets that a lot because people say that we sort of talk the same. Not necessarily that we sound the same, but we talk the same. We sort of sound the same. And he'll be on business calls, like on Zooms, and somebody on the Zoom will be like, God, do you know who you sound like? Right? Yeah. And then he'll sometimes say, like, he was on a Zoom last week where he was like, yeah, that's my brother. And then everybody laughed, right? Like, because they didn't believe him.
Like, cool story, bro. Tell it again.
And then somebody literally had my book on their desk and held it up to the Zoom camera. It was like, what, this guy?
Oh, right? Yeah.
Oh, they didn't believe
him. And my brother was like, he's like, I get that a lot because he's my brother. And they were all like, it's so funny.
Yeah, so
and then
funny,
it just
dude.
Moved on.
No, so they still don't believe him.
No. But he gets it all the time.
So now he's Rich the Liar.
All the time, yes.
Thank you, everyone, for the DMs that you are sending in to us. We love reading them. We love talking about them. Maria, really quick, because you are still on the hunt for a catchphrase.
Yes.
People, Razamoka fans, the Flaming Romos have been saying, hey, Maria needs a catchphrase to end off the DM deep dive. So with that, we'll try again. Maria, that was wonderful. Thank you for the DMs today.
Send DM my way. Like, send them my way. The DM. Guys, come on.
Sorry, say it again. Maybe you said it too fast. Everyone just be quiet for a second, okay? We won't jump in excitement just yet. Wonderful DM deep dive. Thank you for that, Maria.
If you got something to say, send DM my way.
Nah, it still doesn't work.
Okay.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Here we go. Time for the DM deep dive. What are people saying, yo?
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, Senthu says, hey, my husband and I love you guys. You all remind me of Modern Family characters, so we decided to name who we think you would be.
Okay.
So Mocha is Phil.
Solid.
Okay, Phil Dunphy. Okay. Yeah, I guess, sure.
Yeah.
Roz is Jay.
Absolutely. Absolutely, he's Jay.
Okay.
Shem.
Yeah.
Manny.
Yeah.
Which I agree with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me, Haley.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah. Maury is. Oh, I think he also put Haley.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I thought I read that wrong. So Maury and I are the same person.
Okay. Both
and
Haley,
they put Matthew.
Oh, damn it, Matthew.
As Mitchell.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Yeah.
Definitely the cast of Modern Family. Yeah. I love that.
I think we can agree that all those are perfect.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. What else we got today?
Okay. Helia says, when Roz and Mocha decide to retire, who will they pass the torch over to?
Like, Roz cares. Once he's out, he's out. He's like, I'll do whatever you want with it.
Yeah. like pass the torch. What does that mean? No, I don't care.
No. Well, it's not going to be called the Roz and Mocha Show with someone else.
Well, of course it would be.
Why not?
Why not?
Oh, it would?
Yeah, when, you know, different people come in on shows all the time, right? You got to keep the brand.
It'll still be the Roz and Mocha Show. It'll still be tied to the brand.
Like the Roz and Mocha Show with?
Yeah.
Or featuring?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Hosted by. Uh-huh. It'll be the Roz and Mocha Show hosted by, I don't know, Dingbat and Numbnuts, right?
Who is Dingbat and who is Numbnuts?
I don't know.
Y'all can fight about it.
It depends on who you partner up with, Maria.
Yeah. So what do I, Dingbat and Numbnuts?
Again, a discussion for y'all to have, all right? We'll remain the name on the show, but the discussions behind the scenes, all that stuff is you guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What else we got today?
All right, Casey is asking, what flavor does everyone like more, vanilla or chocolate?
Oh, chocolate.
Okay.
Ooh, but I do enjoy a good vanilla bean.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's only vanilla. I do not like chocolate.
At all, huh?
No. So if I had to, if I had to pick vanilla.
Like mint chocolate chip, like ice cream, if you were to have ice cream.
Yeah, because that's heavy mint.
Oh, I guess, sure.
Yeah, yeah, that's heavy mint. Light on the chocolate.
I love chocolate, but
yeah.
Oh man,
it depends on what we're talking about. Like I like vanilla ice cream, but I like chocolate. I prefer like dark chocolate over white chocolate.
Maria said ice cream.
Oh, did
you
say ice
cream? No, I just said what flavor.
Flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Because I like.
Okay, so if we're talking ice cream,
okay,
let's go through them here. Okay, so ice cream, mocha,
chocolate,
Maury,
vanilla,
Shem,
definitely chocolate,
Maria,
chocolate,
cake, mocha.
I'll go with chocolate,
Maury.
Oh, I would go with chocolate,
Shem,
chocolate,
Maria,
chocolate.
That's it.
Oh. Really?
No, but why don't you do chocolate? White chocolate, chocolate, chocolate.
But white chocolate is not.
It's still vanilla.
No, vanilla.
It's
not vanilla, though.
What about icing? Vanilla or chocolate?
Oh, frosting on a cake.
Yes.
I'm going to go with vanilla.
Really?
Yeah.
Chocolate cake, vanilla frosting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You get
Maury.
The best of both worlds.
Oh, chocolate icing.
Shem.
Yeah, vanilla icing.
Yeah. Maria.
vanilla. Okay. I'll go vanilla.
Oh, I got one more.
Go.
Cupcake.
Ooh.
I will still go with a chocolate cupcake.
Yes.
With vanilla icing.
Oh, interesting. Maury.
I'll go chocolate.
Shem.
Vanilla for sure. Yeah. Both.
Maria.
Chocolate.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I have the biggest chocolate sweet tooth. Like, I love chocolate.
Okay, pudding.
I'm not four.
I eat chocolate.
Is pudding not, adults aren't supposed to?
I can't remember the last time I had pudding, guys.
Really?
No. What do you mean? Don't say yesterday, Maria.
No. But sometimes when I go to the grocery store, my parents are home, I'll buy pudding for myself. I'm actually a 6 year old.
No, really?
Like in the cup that you snap, you give the snap apart.
You give like, the kids to go to school with. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like just chocolate pudding? Oh, my God. Yeah, there's so much sugar in that. I can't. You know what?
No.
Not surprising.
No, not
Thank
at
you,
all.
Everyone, for the DMs that you are sending in to us. They go to Maria, who brings them to the show. Maria's been trying to come up with an interesting catchphrase to end off the DM deep dive. Been getting a lot of suggestions from fans as well. So let's try another one here today and see if one lands. Maria, wonderful DM deep dive. Thank you very much.
Sliding out of these DMs. You get it? Because they slide in, you slide out. Guys, I shouldn't have to explain these.
We'll try again. Put that one in the maybe pile.
Is it like at least better?
No.
We're not making progress.
No.
Well, no, I do feel that we will eventually get there, though. I just don't feel that we're there yet. I don't even think that you're wearing the right shoes for the journey yet.
I'm wearing great shoes today. Thank you so much. Okay.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
Here we go. DM deep dive time.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Deanna is asking, if you all were strippers, which songs would be your
I'd
dance songs?
I'd make the
songs?
Most money. Oh, sorry.
Oh.
You didn't let her finish the question.
I didn't even get it out.
Oh, sorry.
That's what she said. Can you say the question one more time, Maria?
If you all were strippers,
yes.
Which songs, Roz,
yes.
would be your dance songs?
Okay. Who are we going to start with here? Shem?
Sure.
Shemmy.
Let's go Shemmy.
Sure.
Would that be your stage name, Shemmy?
No.
What would it be? Cheesecake.
Oh,
ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen, welcome to the stage.
Cheesecake.
Right? Genuine in those jeans.
Right.
Scrumptious cheesecake.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for cheesecake.
Yeah. All right, Damon Mori. Right.
Who do we go next, Damon Mori?
What's your stripper name, Damon Mori?
I would go with Flaming Mo.
Makes sense.
Can I change my stripper name?
Yeah.
Vanilla Rage.
Oh.
Vanilla Rage?
Rage?
Didn't you say one time on a deep dive that would be your wrestling name too?
Yeah, that too, but also stripper name.
Rage?
Give it up for Vanilla Rage.
No. No. Tom Thumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. You got to go down that road, right? Here, get ready, okay? Here, I'll introduce Maury to the audience, okay? Gentlemen. It's not ladies and gentlemen, I'm assuming, right? Just gentlemen?
Just gentlemen.
Okay. Gentlemen, please welcome to the stage for the first time tonight, Nubbins.
Please welcome for the first time, Derp.
Yeah.
Who wants to go next? Yeah. Who wants to go?
Maria.
All right.
Okay. What's your stripper name?
You're about to break your father's heart right now that you've even thought about this, Maria.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Turn off the radio now.
Mm-hmm. Your stripper
name? That thing, miss. Kind of shake that.
Your poor dad.
That's a fire song, by the way.
Your poor dad.
Fire song.
Yeah. Donna. Jordy and Rebecca. Woman, get busy. Yeah. Just say that booty nonstop. When the beat drop, just keep swinging it. Get jiggy.
Not good.
Yeah. Dancing in the studio right now also does not help the situation. No, your dad's going to see this too.
That's terrible.
All right. So it's down to me and Roz. Here, we'll go with me next.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, what's your stripper name?
We didn't hear Maria's stripper name.
Oh, Misbehavior.
Oh, nice.
Oh, why can't I just be Mocha?
You can. No. You absolutely can.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Mocha.
Strip clubs and dollar bills. So got more money. Patron shots, we're gonna get a refill.
Right?
Strip has gone up and down that pole. Still got my money. 4 o'clock and we ain't going home.
There we go.
Still got my money. Money make the world go round.
Pour it up. Rihanna? All right. Great and tone. Now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, you can use my real name. I'm a marquee.
Okay, we welcome to the stage. Please give it up for Roz. Do you always choose sad songs? Like, everyone came in here with fire records.
This was also my, remember I said, this was also the song I was going to walk into the ring to.
Yeah, your wrestling theme song.
Yes. No joke. Can I play you something that I actually saw somebody strip to?
Okay,
I'm going to play it off my computer. Yeah. Not a word of a lie, okay? There was a person on a stage with a pole, naked, trying to earn a living from tipping patrons. And this was a professional environment.
Okay.
Not at 11 a.m. This was like prime time, 10 p.m.
Okay.
I saw somebody stripping to this.
Stop it.
That's a lie.
There's no way.
100%.
The intent for this song was not for strippers.
100%.
Did everyone laugh?
I saw somebody strip to We Are the World. You know what the funny thing is about that, Moore? Not one single person was fazed by it.
Really?
Not one single person. Because it used to be three songs, and you had two bangers and a slow jam, right? That's the way it always was on stage. Two bangers and a slow jam. And the slow jam, you would always get like thrown for a loop. right? Huh. Like really, really thrown
but
for
that
a loop.
Would throw you for a loop for sure.
This was to me. I was like, what in the hell? I'm like, this is a song for famine.
Uh-huh. Like, that's shock value right there,
right?
Did you still throw some bills though?
Oh no, nah, listen.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for all of your DMs. You send them in to us. They go to Misbehavior.
Yes!
And she brings them to the show. Thanks, Misbehavior.
Anytime.
Yo, shout out to your dad listening right now, too. Oh.
So sorry.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.